Reading from Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text Number 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. द्रव्ययज्ञैर्यक्ष्यमानम् दृष्ट्वा भूतानि बिभ्यति एषमा करुणो हन्याद् हतज्ञो हि असु त्रिध्रुवम्. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: upon seeing the person engaged in performing the sacrifice, animals meant to be sacrificed are extremely afraid, thinking, this merciless performer of sacrifice, being ignorant of the purpose of sacrifice and being most satisfied by killing others, will surely kill us. Purport: animal sacrifice in the name of religion is current practically all over the world, in every established religion. It is said that Lord Jesus Christ, when 12 years old, was shocked to see the Jews sacrificing birds and animals in the synagogues, and that he therefore rejected the Jewish system of religion and started the religious system of Christianity, adhering to the Old Testament commandment, "Thou shalt not kill." At the present day, however, not only are animals killed in the name of sacrifice, but the killing of animals has increased enormously because of the increasing number of slaughterhouses. Slaughtering animals, either for religion or for food, is most abominable and it is condemned herein. Unless one is merciless, one cannot sacrifice animals either in the name of religion or for food. Translation once again: upon seeing the persons engaged in performing the sacrifice, animals meant to be sacrificed are extremely afraid, thinking, this merciless performer of sacrifice, being ignorant of the purpose of sacrifice and being most satisfied by killing others, will surely kill us. So, seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. So, in this chapter entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Srila Narad Muni is continuing to give the most important lessons to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And this series of instructions which he is giving now is pointing to the principle or to the point in which people are very much engaged in animal killing in the name of religious principles, in the name of religion. So Narad Muni wants to guide Yudhishthira Maharaj, because Yudhishthira Maharaj is now the emperor of the world, and being the king, he also will be engaged in performing sacrifices which includes animal killing, right? But in this verse, Narad Muni is not only just condemning, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, condemning animal killing, but is also, through that, animals who are going to be killed, is telling that what do the animals feel. Here the animal, Narad Muni, through that animal, is trying to give the instruction. And what is that? The merciless performer of sacrifice being ignorant of the purpose of sacrifice. So the animal is speaking, that the person who is going to kill us is so busy, so much engaged in killing us, without knowing that what is the purpose of that sacrifice. So Prabhupada writing in this purport, that one statement which I would like to discuss, that unless one is merciless, one cannot sacrifice animals either in the name of religion or food. So in today's day and time, we see the whole purpose of killing animals, if you can divide in two classes, the purposes. One is, majority of the time, it is for, in today's day and time, it is for sense gratification, for the gratification of the tongue. And to patch up this sense gratification, what do people do? They cover it up with religious principles. that we are eating or we are engaged in this sense gratification act of eating flesh, but we are doing according to religion. So there is no harm. But Narad Muni is condemning that act, and Prabhupada, in the mood of Narad Muni, being in this disciplic succession, is also condemning this principle, whether either it is for food or for religious principle, one cannot engage in that. Both are abominable, both are sinful. So we see in today's day and time also that how people, especially if you go to Andhra, it is prevalent everywhere. But last year, we had been an advance party for Aubilam, myself, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and Madan Gopal Prabhu. So if you go to Aubilam, there are Navanarsingas. And out of Navanarsinga, one is Pavan Narsinga. To kill animals in the name of sacrifice to some demigod is understood, which we know of also. But if you go to this Pavan Narsinga, it is around 8 to 9 kilometers walk. But just before you reach on the outskirt of Pavan Narsinga, 1 kilometer before only, you will come to know that the temple is arrived now. There is no marking as to 2 kilometers, 5 kilometers, 1 kilometer, something like that. How will you come to that Pavan Narsinga temple is arrived? Is very nearby? Because you will see the heads of chickens, head of goats, the flesh of goats, the feathers, and practically 8 weeks, 8 Saturdays before Narsingh Chaturdashi, every Saturday, people come in trucks. There is a big fun fair. And it is a river of blood flowing. It is a practical river. We might have heard this. But if you go to this place, and all those who have been there, we went there and we saw dried up blood forming a layer on the soil. And someone, those who are not able to climb that mountain, nine kilometers, what they do? They cut it on the step. So you have to dodge on the step where you will put the step in order to avoid that blood. And Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, as sensitive as he is, as a devotee, when he saw that some drops, he decided, I'm not going to come. He started vomiting, seeing those heads, all that. So even people have gone to such an extent that in the name of Lord Vishnu, also they sacrifice animals. But this can be said of people, those who are uncivilized, uncultured. Because people, those who are engaged in these activities, they're all aborigines, Adivasi people. Right? But here, Narad Muni is giving instructions to civilized human beings. Right? So how do civilized, uncivilized people do animal sacrifice for their tongue? But civilized people also engage in the same activity in the name of sacrifice. But what is their goal? They will not say that we are killing animals for our tongue. They say we are performing this big yajna, and for that, to achieve a higher destination in life, we are cutting or we are killing these animals. So whether it be civilized or whether it is uncivilized, both this category of people are engaged in animal killing, and both are condemned. Why? Because both of them are going to get the results. Both of them are going to be bound by the sinful reactions. No one will be spared, whether it is for the tongue or based on religious principles. And we see in our shastras, right from Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same personality, Narad Muni, who is giving instructions to Yudhishthir Maharaj, has also given instruction to other persons in Bhagavatam, much before that. Now we'll see two class of people. One is civilized, other is uncivilized. And Narad Muni is not just guiding civilized people, just like he's doing here for Yudhishthira Maharaj. He's guiding both the civilized person, which we'll see in Bhagavatam, and the uncivilized person, which we'll see in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see a great king by the name of King Prachini Bhairi. King Prachini Bhairi was the father of Prachetas. When all the Prachetas went out to perform tapasya to achieve the higher goal of life, Narad Muni be feeling compassionate on Prachini Bhairi. He just went to preach to him. Now what motivated Narad Muni Now, Narad Muni is a Vaishnav. And Vaishnav, one of the nature of a Vaishnav is compassionate, full of mercy. He cannot see any other living entity suffering. That is the nature of a Vaishnav. And what motivated Narad Muni to approach King Prachini Bhairi? Because Prachini Bhairi Maharaj was engaged in fruitative activities, performance of sacrifices, which involved killing of animals. He was so much maddened to achieve this higher destination, higher goals in life, which is not obviously back to Godhead, that there was a series, numbers of animals, series of yajnas, which involved killing of series of animals. And Narad Muni cannot just see that, okay, if animal, human beings are killed, we are feel compassion, but if animals are killed, no matter. Just like some religious institution, they say, animals don't have soul, so you can kill them, no problem. But you cannot kill human beings. Narad Muni is not like that. Narad Muni, a pure devotee, sees that every living entity is there, soul is there in each and every animal, each and every person, whether it be human being or animals. So feeling compassionate on both Prachini Bhairi also, and feeling compassionate on those animals, he goes out to preach there. And when he preaches him, as to why he is so maddened after engaging in such activities, Prachini Bhairi, being an honest person, he reveals his heart, what to do. I am so much desiring fruitative results that I cannot stop. My intelligence is being covered. I cannot stop killing, performing sacrifices. But Narad Muni, by the power of his devotion or the power of his mercy, showed Prachini Bhairi all the living entities, the animals, who are just waiting for Prachini Bhairi for an opportune moment, that when they are going to kill him, to attack him. And that is the reaction. We may think that by killing animals, we are satisfying our tongue, or we are satisfying or performing some religious principles. But it is only a matter of time that these animals are also waiting for us, awaiting to kill us also. And when Prachini Bhairi saw that, he realized that what his future is. And he immediately surrendered to Narad Muni and tried to follow whatever he said, and he gave up that fruitative mentality. That is Prachini Bhairi Maharaj. And the same thing we will see in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita also. So the point comes, why animal killing, if it is killed for food, we can understand it, that that is sinful. But religious activity, which is part of the Vedas, which the Vedas recommend also, yes, you perform sacrifice, you kill animals. What is the harm in that? Person may justify, what is the harm in that? We are following religious principles. But it is said that even to kill animals in the name of religion also, there are particular rules and regulations which one has to follow. Only when you are successful in following those principles, then you don't incur any sin. Like, for example, it is said, if you want to eat meat, then you have to offer that animal to some demigod, especially Kali. It should be killed outside the village where nobody can hear the cry of that animal. It should be killed at the dead night of Amavasya. And you have to chant that mantra in the ear of that animal, which means that now I am killing you, next life you be ready to kill me, or I am ready to be killed by you. And you have to see into the eyes of the animal and cut it. And the other principle, it is said, when are sacrificed when they are killed, what is the purpose? To test the success of that sacrifice. If the sacrifice has been done perfectly, then that killing of that animal will justify it. How? That animal, after being killed, again comes back to life, it is given a new body, and it is elevated to a higher stages of life. That is a success. Then if you are doing it, then it's okay. But Prabhupada explains in the purpose of Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam only, that why Narad Muni was contradicting this religious principle. When the Vedas say that yes, you can sacrifice animal, why Narad Muni is stopping King Prachini Bhairi, that don't do it? Prabhupada writes in that purport that Narad Muni is not contradicting Narad Muni is trying to save King Prachini Bhairi. Why? Because when you engage in series of sacrifices, in the series of killing animals, what happens? There is every chance, every risk of committing some blunder in some step of that process. And what happens? Even a slight mistake can risk your life and lead you to a sinful, to a hellish life. Therefore, in order to avoid that risk, Narad Muni does not want that. Externally, internally, because of a Vaishnava heart, he cannot see anyone being killed. So same thing, once Narad Muni, when he was traveling and he took bath in Varanasi, which is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the Triveni Sangam, he was going by, he was walking, and then he sees on the path a deer which was half killed. The legs were cut and it's miserably suffering. As he proceeds ahead, he sees a shukra, a pig, a boar, that is also half killed and it is crying in pain. He proceeds ahead, he sees a rabbit in a similar condition. Imagine, if you see a dead body killed, a person who's killed or an animal who's killed, you may feel bad, but you don't get affected that much. But if you see an animal or a human being suffering, bleeding, it's unbearable. To a common man, what to speak of a devotee? So Narad Muni, when he saw this, his heart was completely moved that who's this person? How these animals have been put in this situation? And he goes ahead to find out who's that person. And as he proceeded ahead, what did he see? He saw an hunter behind a tree. Now this hunter comes in the category of uncivilized person. And the hunter was holding arrows and he was ready to kill more other animals also. So Narad Muni goes towards that hunter to ask him, "Bhai, what are you doing? What is this?" So when Narad Muni goes there, all the animals, they run here and there. They run here and there. And what is the biggest danger? What is the biggest thing which a hunter will never expect in life? He will never allow his prey to go here and there. When he has aimed to shoot them, and seeing Narad Muni, all the animals, they flee here and there. And he gets very angry and says, "Who are you? Who are you who have made these animals go here and there? They are fleeing in fear of you." And then, but some or the other, this hunter is so respectful, he calls him as, "Oh Goswami, Gosai Prayana Parta Chhadi Keno Aila." Prayana Parta, you have left your normal tract and why have you come here? Toma dekhi mora lakshya mriga palaila. My aim, all these mrigas, animals whom I had aimed, they all ran away because of you. Why have you come on this path? Then Narad Muni says, "Narada kahe patta bhuli ailun puchhaite." I have come to ask you. What? "Mane eka samshe hoye taha kandaite." I have one doubt. In order to clear that doubt, I have come towards you. Then he asks, I was wondering whether all these boars and other animals that are half killed belong to you. And this person, he says, "Yes. Vyada kahe yehi kahe sehita nischay." He says, "Yes, all these animals belong to me. I have killed them." And Narad Muni then inquired that, "Why did you not kill the animals completely? Why did you half kill them by piercing their body with arrows?" He's inquiring from that person. "Vyada kahe suna gosai mrigari mora naam." He's addressing himself. Vyada kahe, Vyada means the hunter. "Vyada kahe suna gosai mrigari mora naam pitara sikshite ami kar aiche kaam." Why I'm doing it? Because my pita, he has given me this lesson. Sikshite. That is why I'm doing this job. Ardha mari jiva yadi drudapada kore Tabeta anandamora badaya antare. When I kill these animals, or when I half kill these animals, what happens? I get lot of pleasure. Ananda antare. Sense gratification. Mrigari was not behind. He might be eating also. But the pleasure which was deriving by seeing the animals half killed must be more than eating that flesh. Then he says, then Narada Muni asks him, Eka vastu magit. The Narada Muni says, Narada kahe eka vastu magito mara sthane. Vyada kahe mrigadi laho yehi tomara mane. He says, yes, you can ask. What do you want? Do you want these animals? Take it. I gift it to you. Then he says, you want these animals or you want the animal skins? I have many skins. Because he had killed so many animals, he had a pile of skins with him. I have many skins, and if you like them, I shall give you either a deer skin, or if you want, I can give you also tiger skin also. Because he knew, because Narada Muni is a sadhu, he may need tiger skin or deer skin to sit and perform his tapasya. Therefore, he was in a very charitable mood, seeing Narada Muni. Narada kahe iha ami kichu nahi chahi. I don't want anything. Ara ekadana ami magito marathani. I am asking for one charity. And what is that? Kali haite tumi yehi mrigadi mariba. Prathame hi mariba ardha marena koriba. What do I beg from you? Narada Muni didn't tell, don't kill. But Narada Muni knew what the person is. Uncivilized. If a person is civilized, if you tell him to do something, he will understand. But for uncivilized people, you always have to give instruction in a negative way. Don't do this. Don't. If you tell him, don't do this, he will not listen. But then Narada Muni, being an expert preacher, he knows what is to be done. So he says, my only request is that next time when you are going to kill, don't kill them half. Don't leave them like that only. Kill them fully. At one shot. So, Vyada kahe ki badana magila amare. What have you asked from me? Ardha marila kiba hoy taha ko umore. Why do you want this from me? Please explain. Then Narada Muni says, Narada kohe ardha marile jiva papa vyatha. Jiva dukha dite che tomar hoibe aiche avastha. Narada Muni replies that if you leave the animals half dead, you are purposefully giving them pain. Therefore, you will have to suffer in retaliation. The first time when Narada Muni is giving the understanding that if you are going to kill them, anyway you are going to suffer. But if you are half killing them, they are suffering more because of that pain. And because of that, you will have to retaliate. You will have to suffer for that. And then, Vyada tumi jiva maro alpa aparada tomar kadharthana diya mare ei papa apar. If you kill them at one shot, sinful act, reaction is there, but that is very less. But when you are killing them half, you are going to suffer a lot, incur greater sins. And Prabhupada in that purport gives that animal sacrifice should be done at one slice. Like in Muslims they say halal. Ekhi jhatke mein, khatam, finish. And they eat that flesh. We eat halal, we don't eat something else. This is a Muslim philosophy. So then Narada Muni says, Kadartiya tumiyata marila jivere tarateche toma maribe janma janmantare. The same principle, the same instruction which Narada Muni gave to Prachinibari, is repeating it again. What? That all the animals that you have killed and given unnecessary pain will kill you one after the other in your next life and life thereafter. So Narada Muni is creating a fearful situation that they are ready waiting for you to kill you, not only in one life, life after life. Narada Sangha Vyadhera Mana Prasanna Hoila Taravakya Shuni Mane Bhaya Upajila. He became happy in the association of Narada Muni, but at the same time he became fearful. Anybody will become fearful seeing that so many enemies are waiting, ready to kill me. And then Vyada kohe balya haite ei amar karma ke mone tarima muni pamar adhama. He's telling, right from my childhood I've been doing this sinful activity. But this has been business from my very childhood. But now I'm wondering, how can I become free from these unlimited volumes of sinful activity? So Prabhupada is making a very important point in this purport, that this kind of admission is very beneficial as long as one does not commit sin. Cheating and hypocrisy are not tolerated by higher authorities. If one understands what sin is, he should give it up with sincerity and regret and surrender unto the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead through his agent, the pure devotee. In this way, one can be freed from the reactions of sin and make progress in devotional service. However, if one continues committing sins after making some atonement, he will not be saved. So, killing of animals is an act of mercilessness, as Prabhupada mentions. Unless one is merciless, he cannot kill. And all of us are like that. All of us are merciless. Even so-called, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, so-called religious leaders, they are also merciless. This mercilessness has a wide range. One may say, I never ate meat in my life. I have never committed any sin. I am merciful because I didn't harm any living entity. But if that person who says like this that I have not killed any animal, if he has not taken up the process of devotional service, he is also of the same category. He is also merciless. Why? Because he might have not killed other living entities. What is he doing? He is killing himself. Atmaha. Because the soul who is supposed to be in the association of the Lord, who is supposed to be engaged in the loving service of Krishna, if that soul is not allowed to be a part of that spiritual realm, if that soul is pulled apart from being in the association of the Lord, what is that? That is suicide. That is killing the soul. So therefore, until a person takes up to devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, he is also merciless. Now from this merciless state to come to merciful state, how it is possible and why it is essential? Why one has to be merciful? Because religion stands on four principles, four pillars that are the basis for the religion. And one of the pillar is mercy. If one of the pillar is also weak, how can a base be strong? So in order to come to that platform of calling ourselves to be called as human beings, we have to have these four pillars strong. We cannot have even one pillar also weak. Because if one pillar is weak, there is every chance for us to collapse. We have that weak point. Therefore, it is said that if one follows these four regulatory principles, which we as devotees of ISKCON follow, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. When we follow these principles, we come to the level of human beings, civilized human beings. Then what comes ahead is next, to engage in devotional service. But to be engaged in devotional service, these are the prerequisites. And that is why in ISKCON, we follow this principle, or we request people to follow these principles. Eligibility criteria is these four principles. So how, what is our hope from this merciless state to come to merciful state? Only when a pure devotee interferes in our life. Pure devotee, Mrigari was uncivilized because he was Adivasi, who has been trained right from his childhood to kill animals. But when pure devotee like Narad Muni interfered in his life, otherwise Narad Muni had nothing to do. He would have just walked on his path, thinking that let him suffer. I have nothing to do with that. Without him and that person and his activity. But he came there, interfered in his life, showed him the picture, showed him the reaction which is going to suffer. And then he approached him to tell him that what are you doing? This is wrong. But pure devotee may interfere in our life. Like when we go out for preaching, we approach so many people. But how many people really accept the process? How many people become devotees? So from a preacher side, he goes and preaches. He tries to help that person. But what is required from the opposite party? This attitude of Mrigari. And that is a qualification for a person to receive mercy. And that is a condition for one to come to this merciful state from merciless state. So Narad Muni, Mrigari is asking Narad Muni, yes, please tell me. How can I become free from this sinful reaction? हे पाप याई मोर के मने उपाय निस्तार करो मोरे पड़ो तो मार पाए. हाउ विल आई बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम दिस सिनफुल रिएक्शन. निस्तार करो, प्लीज डिलीवर मी, आई एम फॉलिंग एट योर लोटस फीट. एंड देन Prabhupada writes that this is a process. By associating with saintly person, one is able to understand the reaction of his sinful life. When one voluntarily surrenders to a saintly person who is a representative of Krishna and follows his instructions, one can become freed from sinful reaction. Krishna demands surrender of a sinful man, and Krishna's representative gives the same instruction. And therefore, Narada Muni then says, Narada kahe yadi dhara amara vachan tabe se karita pare tomara mochan. Yes, I can deliver you. I can transform you from merciless state to merciful state. But what is the criteria? You will have to do what I say. Yadi dhara amar vachan. If you are ready to follow my instruction, if you are ready to accept my words, then I take the responsibility. Tabe se kariba pare tomar mochan. So people are there. Pure devotees are traveling all over the world to accept this responsibility to purify us. But they can only purify us, provided we are ready to accept the method of purification which they are eager to give to us. Then only the whole process will be successful. And then Narada Muni assured the hunter that if you listen to my instructions, I shall find the way by which you can be delivered. Then is Vyada kahe ehi kaho seito kariba Narada kahe dhanuka bhanga tabe se kahiba. What did Narada Muni? What did Mrigari ask? He says, please tell me, what should I do? Eagerness, submissiveness, surrender. Whatever you want me to do, I am ready to do it. Please guide me. Then only instruction comes. The same thing we see in Bhagavad Gita also. Krishna didn't speak, did not give any instruction to Arjuna, unless and until Arjuna fell at the feet. Shishyasteham mam tam sadhi parpannam. Now I am your disciple. Please accept me as your disciple. You become my guru and please guide me. And then Krishna starts speaking to him. And then when Mrigari surrendered and was ready to receive the instructions of his guru, Narada Muni, then Narada Muni gave the instruction. And what was that? Dhanuka bhanga. Dhanuka means a bow. Break your bow. Tabe se kahiba. First principle is break your bow. And then I will speak. So it is not easy to surrender to someone. Because first, as soon as you surrender, what happens? Immediately comes the instructions. So before surrendering, one has to think that am I in a position to give up all my attachments? When you are ready to give up that, then only the mercy flows. And we see in the book of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, that famous incident of that harmonica. It's so touching. Maharaj had so much attachment for that harmonica. When he's speaking the final last words to the harmonica, to understand what was his relationship with the harmonica. Right from the time he left home till the time he came to Himalayas, entire journey, if anything Maharaj carried, was that harmonica. And he's telling, whatever was there in my heart, only two people knew. That was Krishna and the harmonica. Why? Because I was pouring my words into that harmonica and that was transformed into a song. And the attachment was to such an extent that when he was sitting on that stone performing his meditation, that intense desire came, you know, I should play that harmonica. He said no. But then again, the desire was so strong, he swam across Ganga and then went to his cave, got the harmonica and came back, and then he's thinking that this small piece of metal and wood is able to evoke so many emotions in my heart, so much control it has over me. And then he understands, he realizes that actually this harmonica had made him break his meditation and go to that cave to get it. And then this, all those I've read, the sweet words, like I said, the relationship was like a lover and the loved, beloved, something that Maharaj speaks. And then he threw that harmonica in Mother Ganga. And what was the result of that? It was only after that incident, when Maharaj gave up that attachment, so-called attachment to that harmonic externally, Mother Ganga being pleased by their sacrifice, manifested the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So nothing is going to come free. We have to be ready to give up all our attachments. And that is what Narad Muni is instructing. Dhanuka Bhanga. Break your bow and then I will speak. And then Vyada kahe dhanuka bhangila vartibo kemone, Narada kahe ami anna diba prati dine. He says, if I break my bow, how will I survive? With this bow I was killing animals and I was selling that or whatever. That was my sustenance. I was eating it. But if I break this bow, what is my survival? If somebody tells, the instruction comes, come on, give up your job. So if I give up the karunga, what will I do? That is a test of surrender. But if you are ready to do it, then Narada kahe ami anna diba pratidine, I will maintain you. And that is what Krishna also promises. I will carry what you lack, I will preserve what you have. But the problem with us is, we don't have that faith. Our surrender and our level is not that much that we are ready to do whatever the Lord and His representatives want. That is the only problem with us. If we can come to that level, that yes, whatever is required, do it. Then life would have been so, devotional life would have been so simple and peaceful. But problem is, we are not ready for that. And then, Narada replied, don't worry, I shall supply all your food every day. And then, one of the favorite statements which Maharaj has quoted many times in his class, this Prabhupada writes in that purport, that the source of our income is not actually the source of our maintenance. Narada Muni was thinking, my income is by killing animal and that is going to maintain me. But Prabhupada says the source of your maintenance or the source of your income is not the source of your maintenance. Every living entity, living being, from a great Brahma down to an insignificant ant, is being maintained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The one Supreme Being, Krishna, maintains everyone. Out of our so-called source of income is our own choice only. It is our choice. If I wish to be a hunter, I will appear that hunting is a source of, it will appear that hunting is a source of my maintenance. If I become a Brahmana and completely depend on Krishna, I do not conduct a business, but nonetheless, my maintenance is supplied by Krishna. The hunter was disturbed. But then Narada Muni assures him, Dhanuka Bhanga Vyaditara Charane Padila. He did, he broke his bow. He broke his bow and then he fell at the lotus feet of Narada Muni. Tare Uthaya Narada Upadesha Koila. Then Narada Muni lifted him and gave him the instructions. And what instruction did he give? And Prabhupada says that this is the process of initiation. When we want to get initiated, our counselor will say, chant 16 rounds for minimum 3 years, follow regularity principles for 3 years, and then you'll become eligible to receive initiation. So what is that? That is break your bow. Break your bow. Because that will determine that how much serious are you for this process of initiation. And when you meet that condition, become eligible, then you are initiated. And then Narada Muni initiated Mrigari. And then the instruction comes. And then Narada Muni gave the instruction. Ghare giya brahmana deho yata aiche dhan eka eka vastra pari bahira hao duijan. Whatever money you have accumulated till now, distribute among the brahmanas. And your wife, come back to me wearing only one set of clothes. Not more than that. Same instruction. We are in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. It's instruction which is given by Haridas Thakur to that prostitute Lakshaira. When she came to entice Haridas Thakur and later on she surrendered, became devotee. And she said, how I want to become devotee? I want to surrender my life. What instruction was given? Go, give up all your belongings, give up all your attachments and just wear one sari, shave your head and come here. Same instruction is given. So what are all those things? You have to give up your anarthas. All that kachara has to come out. And then that surrender process begins. And then ನಾಡಿ ತೀರ ಏಕ ಖಾನಿ ಕುಟೀರ ಕೋರಿಯ ತಾರ ಆಗೆ ಏಕ ಪಿಂಡ ತುಳಸಿ ರುಪಿಯ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡ್ ಅ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ ಹಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ವೈಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲಾಂಟ್ ಅ ತುಳಸಿ ಲೀಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಬೈ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ಗೇವ್ ದಟ್ ತುಳಸಿ ವೃಕ್ಷ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸಿಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ತುಳಸಿ ಪರಿಕ್ರಮ ಕರೋ ತುಳಸಿ ಸೇವನ್ ನಿರಂತರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಮ ಕರಿಬೋ ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪರಂಪರಾ ಡೂ ತುಳಸಿ ಸೇವಾ ಡೂ ಪರಿಕ್ರಮ ಆಫ್ ತುಳಸಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಿರಂತರ ಡೂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಮ ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಪ್ರಪದಾಡಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪೋಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಅನ್ ಮೇ ಗೋ ಟು ಹೋಲಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೆಂಜಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ಯಮುನಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಕಾಟೇಜ್ ದೆನ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥ ಲೈಫ್ ಬಟ್ ಹೌ ಲೈಕ್ ಮೃಗಾರಿ ವಾಸ್ ಎಂಟ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಎ ವಾನ್ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥ ಲೈಫ್ ನೌ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವೈಫ್ ಆಮಿ ತೋ ಮಾಯ ಬಹು ಅನ್ನ ಪಟಿ ಪಟೈ ಮೋದಿನೆ ಸೇಯಿ ಅನ್ನ ಲಭ್ಯತ ಕಹು ದುಯಿ ಜನೆ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಸೆಂಡ್ ಯು ಫುಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೃಗಾರಿ ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಬ್ರೇಕ್ ಮೈ ಬೋ ಹೌ ವಿಲ್ ಐ ಸರ್ವೈವ್ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಟು ಸರ್ವೈವ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಂಟಿಟಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಸೆಂಡ್ ಯು ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ತಬೆ ಸೇಯಿ ಮೃಗಾದಿತ್ತಿನ ನಾರದ ಸುಷ್ಟ ಕೈಲ ಸುಷ್ಟ ಹೊಯ್ಯ ಮೃಗಾದಿತ್ತಿನ ದಾನ ಪಡಾಯಿಲ ದ ತ್ರೀ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವರ್ ಹಾಫ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ವರ್ ದೆನ್ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಟು ದಿಯರ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಬೈ ದ ಸೇಜ್ ನಾರದ ಇನ್ ದೀಡ್ ದ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ವಿಫ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಫ್ಲೆಡ್ ಸೊ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ವೈ ನಾರದ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಟು ಲೈಫ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಐ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೇ ಮೈಟ್ ಬಿ ಮೈ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಮೃಗಾರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಕನ್ವಿನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆರ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವರಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಫೀಡ್ ಯು ಸೊ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಬೈ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದ ಲೈಫ್ ಮೈಟ್ ಬಿ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ ದಟ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೌಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪೊಟೆನ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ದಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೇಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಅ ಲೈವ್ ರನ್ ದೆನ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫೀಡ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದರ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ನೋ ಡೌಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದೇಖಿಯಾ ವ್ಯಾಧರೆ ಮನ ಹೊಯ್ಲಾ ಚಮತ್ಕಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ ದೇಖಿಯಾ ವ್ಯಾಧರ್ ಮನೆ ಹೊಯ್ಲಾ ಚಮತ್ಕಾರ್ ಘರೆ ಗೇಲ ವ್ಯಾಧ ಗುರು ಕೆ ಕೊರಿ ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಂಟರ್ ಸಾ ದಿಸ್ ಹಾಫ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಆನಿಮಲ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲೀ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸಡನ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ ವಿತ್ ವಂಡರ್ ಹಿ ದೆನ್ ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ರಿಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಬೇಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಟು ದ ಸೇಜ್ ನಾರದ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಯತಸ್ಥಾನೆ ನಾರದ ಗೇಲ ವ್ಯಾಧ ಘರೆ ಆಯ್ಲ ನಾರದೇರ ಉಪದೇಶ ಸಕಲ ಕೊರಿಲ ಹಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ದ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ವಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಹಿ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸೂನ್ ಆಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಿಲೇಜ್ ಸಾ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಶನ್ ಗ್ರಾಮೆ ಧ್ವನಿ ಹೊಯ್ಲ ಧ್ವನಿ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ನ್ಯೂಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೆದ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಹೊಯ್ಲ ದಿಸ್ ಹಂಡ್ರೆಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ವೈಷ್ಣವ್ ಗ್ರಾಮೇರ ಲೋಕಸಭಾ ಅನ್ನ ಆನಿ ತೇಲಾಗಿಲ್ಲ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಫುಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಕ್ವಾಂಟಿಟಿ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಡೇ ಇನಫ್ ಫುಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬ್ರಾಡ್ ಫಾರ್ 10 or 20 ಪೀಪಲ್ ನೌ ಮೃಗಾರಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವೈಫ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ 2 ಪೀಪಲ್ ವರ್ ದೇರ್ ಬಟ್ ದಿ ಅಮೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಫುಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸಫಿಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಟು ಫೀಡ್ 10 to 20 ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವೈಫ್ ವುಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಸ್ ಮಚ್ ಆಸ್ ದೇ ಕುಡ್ ಈಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೆಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಅ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ಸಚ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಅಗೇನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಪರ್ವತ್ ಮುನಿ ಟು ಸೀ ಹೌ ಮೈ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ವೆದರ್ ಈಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ರಾಧಾ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರಿಸೀವ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ 3 to 4 ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀರಾ ರೋಡ್ ಟು ಏರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ 2-3 ಪ್ರೆಸಿಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮಾ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಸೊ ದೆನ್ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ವಾಟ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲಿ ಆಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಸೊ ದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲಿ ಆಲ್ ದ ಇನ್ಕ್ವೈರೀಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಡೂ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಜರ್ನಿ ಸೊ ಇ ಸೆಡ್ ನೌ ಇಟ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಮಚ್ ಬಟ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಇನಿಷಿಯಲ್ ಡೇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ವಾಸ್ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಆಶ್ರಮ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ರಿಸೀವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಆನ್ಸರ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಸೊ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ನಾರದ್ ಮುನಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಪರ್ವತ್ ಮುನಿ ಟು ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸೂನ್ ಆಸ್ ನಾರದ್ ಸಾರಿ ಮೃಗಾರಿ Now, Mrigari Prabhu, when he saw his Guru Narad Muni and his friend, one more sage, Parvat Muni has come with him. Ekadina Narada kahe Shuna Parvate. Narad Muni is telling Parvat, Amara ekashishya che chalaho dekhite. Let us go and see. Tabe duirishi aila sevyadisthane dura hoite vyadapaila gurura darshane. His hunter ran to take darshan, to welcome, greet his Guru Maharaj. But aste vyaste dhana ase phata nahi paaye patera pipalika iti uti dhare paaye. With great alacrity, the hunger began to run towards his spiritual master, but he could not fall down and offer obeisances. He wanted to offer obeisances, Dandavat, but he could not. Why? Because ants were running ither and thither around his feet. When he saw that ants, he didn't offer Dandavat. Why? Because he was feeling, if I offer Dandavat, if I fall like Danda, then what will happen in that process? I will kill many ants. Seeing the ants, Dandavat sthane pipali kare dekhiya, vastra sthan jhadi pade Dandavat bhaiya. He offered his obeisances, but how? He took his cloth with his vastra, he jhad out that, you know, jhadna. He removed all that pipalika ants, and then he offered obeisances. And when seeing the ant, the hunter whisks them away with a piece of cloth, and thus clearing the ants from the ground, he fell down flat to offer obeisances. Narada kahe vyada ei naho ascharya, hari bhakte hamsa shunya hoye sadhu varya. So how to become from merciless state to merciful state is this. Narada Muni said, my dear hunter, such behavior is not at all astonishing. Why? Because a man in devotional service is automatically non-violent. He is the best of the gentlemen. What to speak of killing big animals? He is even very much careful not to kill even an ant. We have this pastime where Prabhupada is repeating the same principle. When some worm or some insect came, and you would say, this worm, kill him. They said, no, get one leaf, put this worm on that paper, and put it back on some tree or some fruit. Leave it, don't hurt him, don't cause him any harm. Like, what is an ant? So many times he was walking here and there, so we kill so many animals, so many ants. But as soon as one becomes a devotee, Narada Muni is saying, a man in devotional service is automatically non-violent. He is the best of gentlemen. Etana hi adbhuta vyada. This is from Skanda Puran, Narada Muni is quoting. O hunter, good qualities like non-violence, which you have developed, are not very astonishing, for those engaged in Lord's devotional service are never inclined to give pain to others because of envy. They are not inclined. And then he says, the hunter then received the two sages in the courtyard of his house. He spread out a straw mat for them to sit upon, and with great devotion, he begged them to sit down. Then he started serving Narada Muni and Parvat Muni. So even Parvat Muni was also astonished to see such a change. But what has brought about that change in both Prachini Bhairi and in who is supposed to be very civilized culture, and this uncivilized person called as Mrigari? How has he come from this merciless state to merciful state? Not some artificial means. Only by the process of devotional service. Only when one becomes a devotee of the Lord, as I said, or that all the good qualities of demigods appear in a person who takes up devotional service. So that is the only solution. Unless and until we become devotees of the Lord, understand who the Lord is, and understand our relationship with that Lord, and the relationship of all other living entities with the Lord, one cannot develop this love. One cannot become free from envy. One cannot become free from this attitude, this tendency, this propensity of killing others as well as killing our own self. So process of Krishna consciousness is the only solution. No other artificial processes is going to make us non-violent. No other. And this is so beautifully depicted in this pastime of Mrigari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.